right now, we're going to be calling up our own very own. Hallelujah. You know, this camp meeting has, every section, once we come back, I'll be like, Daddy, God has just showed us mercy. God has just showed us grace. Then God has just helped us. I don't know. You won't understand. But this meeting has just been extraordinary every step of the way. And right now, we are going to step much further. Let's welcome, with a standing ovation, our own Pastor Edu. Hallelujah. God bless you, sir.
Hallelujah. You can be seated. Also my daddy. You cannot write the history of my walk with God if you don't find that man in the foundations. I want to also thank my pastor and my mentor, Pastor Mika and Mom Yoge, and all the ministers that I believe I thought I would meet, but I was not able to do that. Just close your eyes and pray for 1 minute. Ask God to cause the eyes of your understanding to be enlightened. Men don't enter the things of God by their cognitive capacity. There is an unveiling. You don't discover things in God. God unveils them to you. So except the work of the Holy Spirit is upon the heart of men, they will never come into the economy, the bounties of heaven. Somehow the Holy Spirit have to show us. No, go back to the other one. Sabatalia Kambratona Sosana Mante. Ambre Kotaka Sasandea Tarabana Habata Kambretalia. Jamanta Brata Baba Bokososana Banati. Paul said in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17, he said that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, the eyes of our understanding, the eyes of our understanding, mean this prayer from your heart. It is not in the many words that we have spoken, it's on them lighted upon your heart. Reveal to us once again, Holy Spirit. Do not leave us on the trails of the pain and vain. Take us from the natural. Bring us to the spiritual. The scripture says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he said that the natural man understandeth not the things of the spirit. Somehow ferried. Somehow we need to be transported. Somehow we need to be carried by the Holy Ghost. We need to be carried by the Spirit of God. Even the very words from the scripture that we look into, the Bible says the holy men spake as they were carried by the Holy Ghost. Any man that wants to understand, he has to encounter the spirit of the scripture, and then he will be carried. The same way the men that wrote it were carried, will be carried into the experiences, will be carried into the encounters. Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. It's beyond the words. It's beyond the fabulous. It's beyond the many, many things that we can say. It's the spirit. It's the spirit. Avec Balaam.
breathe on me.
I look to you for life.
Breathe on me. I look to you for life. I fight my life. Breathe on me. Affect my life, breathe on me. God, I look to you for life. Affect my life, breathe on me.
Sande baria kosa saria. Diante ko sazante barahata. We ask you to pay us a visit this morning. Let the channels, the streams of your presence, water strongly in this place. We welcome the ministry of the seraphs, the cherubs that carry the glory and the presence of God. Face to face with you, Jesus.
Affect my life, breathe on me.
Is it prayer? Is it prayer? Is it prayer? Affect my life, read of me.
I look to you, Lord. Affect my life, read of me.
Affect my life. I don't have time, we will take a shot from the scripture. The emphasis that I was given is such a broad topic that it will take 1 week for us to lay the foundations. So I don't know where to start. But I believe the reason why God is bringing these sort of teachings in times like this is that there is a need for men to revisit the foundational dimensions of their faith, because the times and the seasons we have entered into, it will put to test many things we know, and except our knowledge is founded upon the rock, we will not survive. There are two angels standing beside me. I know you have heard about the angel of God's presence. I went to minister in Lagos one time, and as I was ministering, the eyes of one of my people was opened, and what he saw is that as of the time I started ministering, a mighty angel of the Lord appeared in the auditorium. It's a massive auditorium. Actually, there are about 12,000 people in the hall. The angel carried something like a blanket, and he was moving from the right hand side of the hall, and he was spreading it. By the time he arrived at the other end of the hall, it was the time that his ministry became complete. Suddenly my spirit was quickened, and I asked the guy that is on the keys to give me strength so that we fly. We are not alone in this business. Ours is to do our part. And one of the proofs that you have matured is that you begin to understand the people that are going with you. Understand the shape, the mold of your ministry. Understand the help that God has given to you so that you won't do without. Many times we struggle not because the things that we need is not there, but we have not been aware of them. And one of the key things you will need to understand about the ministry of angels is that their work becomes effective when you recognize their ministry. Reason is that they are servant spirits, and they are only willing to partner with you when you recognize what they are supposed to do. So in seasons of warfare, we recognize warrior angels. The angel of God's presence is here. And he begin to teach you depths in intimacy. You see, we are in the last days. Every man, we have to get to the point where he knows God for himself. I know pastor does a lot. You can sit down. And many ministers are doing a lot. Some of us, we move from city to city, trying to bring to men as much as the grace of God has been made available to us, the counsel of God. But even at that, our job is to show men. The call in the new covenant, in the new testament, is that every man will see for himself. Are you with me? Follow me. So we have not succeeded in doing our job if after everything we did, we still made you dependent on us. Dependency is for infancy. A day will come, according to the book of Hebrews, that you guys that are waiting for somebody to teach you, that these days you ought to be teachers. I heard a testimony that was on, and my brother said that pastor's number was not going. May you not be in trouble when pastor's number is not available. Because it's actually an indictment. Is pastor not a human being? Just imagine if pastor is in charge of 10,000 people, he is pastoring 10,000 every day. And all of you want, even all of you here want to see pastor today. He will die. I have done this ministry a little while, and I know you will die.
And if there are people that are strong, I would like to think that I'm among. I would like to think so. God blessed me with spiritual strength and might. But I'm telling you, you will die. So when we come to certain seasons, we begin to teach men the same thing we know, so that the labor will reduce. Guess what? God will never even tell you these things. You have to find it out by wisdom yourself. As anointed as Moses was, he was just going on the path. And a man from outside advised him. He was waiting for God to say he's an unbeliever. God said, this is a pattern. It's a universal law. Just because we are in church doesn't negate the impact of universal laws. Maybe let me start that way. You see, the reason why I was given the topic I was given is because that there are universal dimensions to the physical realm. The implication of that is that there are things that is already in place before man appeared on the scene. Are you with me? Shall we say amen? If you can't follow me now, I'm trying to be as simple as I can. Then there is trouble. Anyway, it's okay. Even if you don't understand everything I'm saying, your spirit understands. Just pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. If you pay attention, you will understand. I've spoken to illiterate people and they understood. So it's not about what I'm saying. It's about the spirit that is ready. God created the universe and it is functioning even before man appeared on the scene. And you need to know how God functions. Have you ever heard that God is faithful? What does it mean? Yes. It means that if you come tomorrow, the same thing that is spoken about God is still the same. He is consistent. Did he tell you he will appear in your life? You are the only one that will run away. God will stay. When the scripture was analyzing to us the reason why we need to have importunity in prayer, he anchored it on God's faithfulness. He said in the book of Luke chapter 18, for men ought always to pray and not to faint. Meanwhile, when you get to verse 8, the scripture said, when he comes, shall he find faith? If you check that word faith, it means patience, capacity to endure. Is it not God that said it? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. If you understand God's faithfulness, you will know why Satan is also powerful. Satan is powerful because he knows that if there are things that God set in motion, he can't suddenly change it. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Amen. Have you read about the anointed cherub that fell? When I'm through with, I'll just strike one or two points. And then you will understand why Satan is powerful. We understand why we need to teach this, because it's irrespective of the fact that you are born again, that you are tongue speaking. A lack of education in this matter will make you a victim where you are supposed to be a victor. You are carrying the Holy Ghost. You are carrying the power. In fact, you have seen mighty things done, but in this particular matter, Satan is winning. Satan is winning because he understands and knows some things more than you. Now, let me make this statement. If you encounter a man that is more educated in darkness than you, as a son of light, is educated in light, the person will be winning you consistently. So just because you are brought into light, it's a powerful thing, but it doesn't end there. Have you heard in the scripture said, if you are now in the spirit, walk therefore in the spirit. There are two different things. When a man is born again, he is brought into a new realm. That realm is called the realm of the spirit. A circumference where God operates. That is the realm only where you can touch God. Remember the scripture said in John chapter 4, He said that God is spirit, and they that worship him will do so what? In spirit and in truth. That means God reality is found only in the circumference of the spirit. Meanwhile, when a man is born again, you remember the fundamental impact of the regeneration experience is that your spirit is now connected back to the spirit of God. That means your capacity to perceive the things that is of God is quickened. That is why Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the things of God. Meanwhile, you can see other things. The capacity to perceive, see, interact is activated in a believer at new birth. Meanwhile, the extent to which the believer now participates in light, that new kingdom of light that is brought into, is dependent on a few other things. Your strength in that kingdom is also dependent on how much you give yourself to this. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. A young lady got a job at a Ibadan, and then she went there. She was looking for a place to stay. Let's say you just appeared in this town and you don't have anywhere to stay, and you got a job. Suddenly you called up somebody that you knew, and the person said, my father has a house in this town, nobody is there, it's one duplex, you are free. They gave the lady the key. So the lady appeared there with the keys, saw a house well arranged. Jesus, you need to see the bed. So she appeared in the night after taking her dinner and everything. She will just sleep, only for her to wake up in the morning and noticed as if they used, how many of you went to secondary school and you had a locker? You have locker now. One leg of the locker is called 2x2. Say 2x2. The lady woke up in the morning, it seemed as if they used 2x2 on her. All her bones were aching her. Say, what is this? Is it that? She said, no. I know you are intellectual. I used to follow your post. So he said, it's stress, so you know, you doctors, you always have something to say. He said, tomorrow I will not sleep by 11, I will sleep by 8. So she now slept very early. The next morning, headache accompanied the this person is born again, but she has not understood what is happening. Until one day she started praying. What is this? What is this? She prayed till 3 a.m. and slept, only for her to wake up and find out that the bed is like this. Follow me on. The bed is like this. And then there is a round table. And the principalities of that territory is having meeting there. And her bed is in the middle. Now, let me tell you. It is your father that went and built house. The spirits that own the land is not aware of that house. As far as they are concerned, that place is still a main road. It's an express in the spirit. These are structures in the spirit you must understand. Are you with me? So you put your bed there, they don't understand bed. It's you that said there is war here. They put war here in the spirit. This place is a gate. Are you with me? And unless that person understands that, even though he carries the greater one, the lesser one will continue to oppress him. Are you with me? When you understand this, you will be able to, in fact, you will understand how to dominate in your offices, because when you enter an office, you will be able to trace the shape, the spiritual shape of every place that you enter.
I just want to narrow it here, because if I go too further territorially, we might not be able to finish everything. Now you see why you are subject to many things. God has shown me mercy and grace, and I am also a traveling minister. So, and the gospel has taken me to almost every place in this nation, east, west, north, and south. And it's consistent. It's consistent that if you reach our level, like I appeared at Bayelsa, Otoke, their JCCF meeting, and the second day, it was a mini stadium, and people filled everywhere. When the glory of God came, bah, I said, time. So everybody shout fire. They shouted, fire! And then, manifestation. Demons began to cry out. I said, then one of the ladies, as we are trying to cast out the devil, and I said, we know you, and we are waiting for you. Ada, he said, we know you. The problem is that an average believer doesn't know these things. So you wake up in the morning and you are shaking people. You are not intelligent. You are not educated. It might sound simple, but when you understand this, I prayed in my father's compound till one day. God began to show me the real gates, because I noticed that there are things binding people in my family. They are good people, but they never see the light. There is a certain place they will reach, they peak and go down. And then you know, when a man becomes good for long, and then it doesn't pay off, his soul will be broken. One day, follow me. When we finish this, you pray, and God, you will see what will happen. One of the things that God will grant you is the spirit of discernment. It's beyond one, is discerning of spirits. One is the spirit of discernment. Because sometimes you might not see visions. Sometimes your eyes might not open prophetic. But you just stand like this and know. If it is not true, some of us would have ended in fornication and adult by now. Do you know how many people we lay our hands on? After laying hands, that's the day your prayer life started struggling. You went back from a ministration and start struggling with your husband and wife. What you don't understand is that Satan, how can you go to Otuoke from Anambra and they say they know you? From where? How did they know me? My brother, Otoke is not far in the spirit. That's what I want to tell you. It's in the natural that is far. Meanwhile, if you understand this shape that I'm trying to teach you now, you will understand how to affect things faster. Have you heard me say that there is no distance in the spirit? This is the understanding that we have. I have held revival meetings on the phone, and much more happen on the phone than even physical. This is what I understand. A woman that was living in a house behind our house, that upstairs behind our house, the mother of the man, before we left their house and came to our own, my mother came there to cultivate one day, and she was around the back of that our house around 7 in the evening. And the woman called her and said, why are you here by this time? She said, it's my husband's land now. Like some of you, if you marry, you will be doing, it's my husband's compound. It's my husband's compound. You will die. They will kill you. Because you don't know anything. There are people. Just because you marry doesn't mean they are not still in charge. When you become in charge, they will know.
when you know what they know, they will also know. The woman asked my mother, said, don't you know that this place is a portal? There are many things I can tell you about the shape of the spirit. Portals, gates, thrones, altars. These are the things you must locate them. There is no government in any territory, in any place without a throne. You must locate it. And whenever you see a throne, then there is an altar. It's an altar that gives power to a throne. A throne, a government is as strong as the priesthood that backs it up. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute. David, you put your hands on the keys. Shatemanta kabora sasania. Embrekota kabananta brata baha. Shatamante kabrona baha sasa. Ateliata patante lebroko sasanadia. Nabratona kabataha sasali. Nibakota kasasadia. Siatakale. Solana hataka adiatari pala kasusa adiaka barate sadeka ba in your family. Whenever you come back to your family, it will seem as if the thing began to get worse. When you come in church and in the presence of God, when things begin to happen, it will seem as if it lessens. When you go back, it continues. As we speak now, the angels of the living God, we identify them. Identify the locations. Identify the locations. Identify the locations.
and begin to deal with them.
The hand of God is on you. Sing for me. Sing for me. Sing the same song.
Oh my God.
Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, and Jehovah.
Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, and Jehovah.
Let the angels pay visit to your family now. Let them pay visit. We prayed for 6 months where we are doing youth service, and then our eyes was opened in the spirit. One of the things we saw was that even though the front of our building is now a main road, that place is a masquerade square many years ago. And once the season, are you with me, for that masquerade is on, they will still be dancing this time around in the spirit. Are you even hearing what I'm saying? So you enter an office and you are there. You don't understand the structure. Somebody said that is working with some of these Lebanese. And so there is none of those men, Indians and Lebanese, can come and work in a place that they can't put their altar. See, one of the things you will notice when you enter there is that you will see a very big picture hanging at their back. My brother, that thing is not a picture. Look where you will see an eye. Anything you do in that office, they know. How do they know? The eye. So how do you expect to grow in that place? Yeah, I work for now. They are not giving me promotion. You think promotion comes from the east or west? These are things even men of God don't understand in ministry. And then you will come, you don't know the shape of territory. It is when you know the shape of territory, you can map. What is map? Map is a simple thing. It means that a man traveled round, and he's traveling around. He's telling you that if you get to this junction, there is a river. If you come to this place, there is a mountain. If you come to the, that's what he means. There is nothing big there. but it is, it seems as if it's not big, but it's big. Because you must have learned the diligence of traveling. You must have been educated. You must be intelligent. That is why it's called the prophetic school. So that you will be taught how to perceive things spiritual. Are you with me? When things happen, don't say it's coincidence. Every believer should walk by design. There is no coincidence once you step into Christ. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That the era where things happened to you ended when you came into Christ. From there forward, you happen to things. Meanwhile, you can live below that. The Bible says, I say unto you, ye are gods. Eh? And the children of the Most High, but you will die like men. Because you are not educated. And Satan knows. Remember, the scripture testified about that cherub. He said, thou art the anointed cherub that covered. The testimony about him was that he walked the coals of fire. When he appears, the Bible says, why did you reduce the volume? Are you sure you will be with me? Jesus. Because we need to fly. The Bible says that he masquerades himself as an angel of light. This is what he means. You see, I don't have time to teach you on demonology, but one of the things you must know is that when demons, especially fallen angels, when they are now in their latter estate, the estate that will bring judgment on them. But when you probe them, they still retain the characters of their former nature. A little. As a matter of fact, there is a man I was studying many years ago on deliverance, healing and all that, Bill Sobrisky. He said that one day, they met a demonized person and they adjured the demon and said, what is your name? He said, my name in the former estate is happiness. Have you heard people say that they are serving this altar? The altar is doing them good. How many of you have said it, that this kind of charm is for protection, that there is nothing bad in it? Is to, I have you heard of those things? That goes to show you that even in demonic realm, that there are different characters that spirits sustain. Are you with me? So a spirit that you interact with will minister to you the possibilities of his character. So this particular demon said, I am happiness. Before. So aside the fact that they have one agenda, which is to lead you away from God, principally when you interact with some of them, they will make you rich, because some of them is in charge of traffic. Have you heard of Satan? The scripture testified about him. He said, by the multitude of your merchandise. So these men, they know the part of money and merchandise. Once you come, they will just show you. My father said many years ago that there are two angels that stand in his shop to sell. Is you that think things happen for normal? These spirits, they understand. I'm going to show you things. Huh? If you go to the book of Job chapter 38, open it for me. That's where I just want to pick a few things. The scripture started by saying that when God was creating, that the morning stars sank into creation. Who are these morning stars? Are you with me? It means that there are certain beings that were standing and was observing what God was doing. So when these guys stood and were observing, they learned a few things. And considering the fact that I told you about the unchangeability of God, the scripture was speaking in the book of Hebrews chapter 12. He said, by two things, the immutability of God. God can't change. He can't even change for himself. He said that the soul that sinned shall die. Because he loved man so much, he cannot, that love cannot violate that statement, that nature. His throne is established upon justice and righteousness. So, but his love is such that he still insisted, I must show man mercy. How do I do it? He has to die for him to be just. God cannot just say, just go. No, he has to be just. So he has to kill himself so that he can send out mercy to you. How much more you? These are the things Satan understand. That the structures that has been put in your family will continue to stay there until you bring counter argument, counter engagement, counter approach, intelligent in the spirit. You will leave here and make a mess of it. It doesn't take much. It takes spiritual intelligence. It doesn't take much. You see, somebody that is not intelligent in this matter is somebody that is carrying a scatter gun. You know that gun that shoots everywhere. Meanwhile, what you need to hit is just there. You'll be shooting, doing fasting and prayer. Nothing is happening. Because what is the trouble is just there. Let me tell you. Satan mimics God. Oh, he mimics God in such a way that when Satan comes, he is not too interested in living demons. As a matter of fact, many of the things that trouble believers per se is not the presence of a demonic spirit per se. It's the structures. When you come into demonic realm, there is a difference between demonic presence and demonic structures. So when a demon begins to walk in a life, in a place, in your family, it is beyond their presence. They will begin to leave structures in that place that can only host them. Anytime you begin to bring another reality beyond that which the environment can host, it will react against it. So you can come and cast a demon from a person, he will still go back and fornicate. Because the reality of his inner man can only host that. Are you getting the point? Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Hakune Shemba. It's like he put a garment on me. We can't do this thing normal. Mana hasa sedia kambreta dahai, satia kambreto la hasadi, ebrekota kambreta dahasasa, siya kapada. Just be praying in the spirit, because we don't have time. That's why I'm doing many things at the same time. I don't have time, so I don't have time to build. So many things are happening. Even as the word is going out, God is enforcing it. Let me just use Job chapter 38. I have a very big lecture. Very big lecture. These are the things that you understand and you become powerful. Real power is not people falling on the ground. And believe me, God has anointed me in that dimension. Actually, I went to Enugu for the last program the ministry had. A time reached, it was this cloth I was wearing. I just waved it and everybody went down. I just used my hand and everybody went down. So if it's that, we know it. If it's power, God willed power to me. When people encounter Jesus, I don't know what they saw. Me, it was power he gave me. Because you notice me. If I come out from this place, you will notice I'm small. But when the garment comes, I become ancient. That's why sometimes I don't want to come out from this garment. Preto kasona manta dieta. Prente kota kapana hata. Okay? Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind, saying, please, the person on this have to be back. Who is this that what? Aye. We don't have time. What does it mean to darken cancer? What is cancer? Because you need to know what is cancer for you to know what it means to darken cancer. You see, this word cancer does not come from men. Huh? It's more like a treaty. A treaty. You know what is a treaty? When a group of high ranking, maybe G8, came and took decision and said that this is how things will be happening. So, meanwhile, the average person does not know the content of that treaty. It's only the presidents of nations, not even every nation, the G8, they will be enforcing it. What you will now notice is that through social media, through every kind of things, they will be pushing that agenda. When did they decide to do that? You were not there. Follow me now. I want to show you. I want to show you what is darkened cancer, so that you will now see why the questions God asked him have to come. Because he darkened cancer. The reason why he darkened cancer is that cancers happen in a treaty. There is a meeting. A council. Now there is a council that is I. And it is in that council that cancers come from. There is a challenge here. Pay attention. Jesus. There is a council in heaven where councils come from. That is where decisions, treaties, charters, agreements that affect the programs that God wrote upon the face of earth is determined. The scripture said, no, go back. Who is that dark cancer? So, when we came to that meeting, we decided that this is this and this is what will happen. And it's going to happen like this and like this. A man that is not in that meeting came and was giving an opinion about the matter. So men that attended the meeting is saying, who is this one that is what? Darkening cancer. You are not in council meeting and you are talking about the outcome of the cancer. Who are you? That is why the questions now followed. Go down. Guide up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee. Answer thou me. How can you answer of the things that you are not there? You are just talking. That's how people talk. Why? God, why me? Why have you not answered me? I pray for 2 days. I pray for 2 weeks. Were you in the cancer meeting? You have not attended cancer. Where things that is affecting your family has been decided. And they said that it will take 400 years. When the children of Israel was at Egypt, there is a God that said, your descendants will stay in this land for 400 years. And after that time, by my mighty hand, I will rescue them. You were not there. So you will just be crying like that because you darkened cancer. You did not attend cancer meetings. An average prophet does not attend cancer meetings. Because what happens is that after cancer meetings, there will be a broadcast in the spirit. And if you have a spiritual tool, you can pick those broadcasts. Doesn't mean that you were there when it was decided. That is why we are raising a prophetic intercessory generation. Because when you give yourself to prophetic intercession, at one or two times, you will attend cancers in heaven. Yeshua Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, God be very you today. You will attend cancers. You will attend. Where decisions that is affecting the outcome of your life and family is taken. The decisions that affect the outcome of ministry in a territory is decided. We must attend. It's when you attend those cancers. Then you will position yourself properly. You will not be doing things that is out of the scope of the cancer. The context of your emphasis will be readjusted because you attended a cancer where decisions are taken, and then you will be informed. When you appear upon the face of the earth, your actions will be informed. You will be intelligent in your engagement. Ask God for 1 minute. Even if it's for once, let me attend the cancers in heaven so that I will see. So that I will see. Oh, la sasa, sasa mahata, sakaberia tahas, and the kota kapreta bahar, mantak. That one, and once there is traffic, many things are possible. Yes, it is an angel that told John in the book of Revelation, he said, John, come up here. You are a man of God, but the information that will power the next stage of your ministry is at a higher energy level, and unless you are called up, you will just be wondering, why is my next stage not coming? You don't be fasting, doing anything. You are asking God for next stage. There is no next stage. You need to be carried. Oh. In Jesus' name. Let me start one more point. Except, now you understand. There are people that will come and they will say that they saw things in the spirit. Why is it that the things they saw did not manifest the way they saw it? They are prophetic people. Those people just have tools to pick things in the spirit. It is only an intercessor that will be correct. Because when an intercessor prays for long, God carries you into the burden of the matter. Are you with me? But when you just see, you see, have you heard of Micah? There are many prophets that they are not necessarily bad. They just have tools of picking things in the spirit. But they are not diligent in their work with God to be summoned into councils. But Micah was there. He said I was there. And the spirit said, what are we going to do to confuse this man? Refuse to be confused in this generation. You need to find a way. See, you see this your needs. I have found that there is no much progress you are making until your knees is bended. That is where progress is made. If you run with your feet, one day you come back to your knees. How can all the prophets be lying? If it is today, they will say you are the one that is wrong. That man, Mike, attended cancer. I became humble when I read that. I said, so a whole generation of prophets can be wrong. Verse 7. When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, or who has shut up the sea with doors. Are you reading this thing? God is telling you the sea has door. But you say it's a wide door. Oh, River Niger is beautiful. Oh. God is telling you River Niger has a door. See, these things are universal laws. It's not about whether you are a believer or not. I will show you that even unbelievers, sorcerers, this is the power of sorcery in the negative dimension. Some of them understand this thing and they cause many things to happen. The scripture said that Moses appeared in Egypt and he threw down his rod. He turned to snake. What did the rest do? They threw down their rod. So whatever technology takes to turn rods into snake is not a new thing. Men that are educated in the spirit know it, whether in light or darkness. So let's say I can turn snake, I can, even demons can do it too. So you need to find a causeway. It's a universal law. It's a universal law. So when you just stand in a place, just as an average believer, you say my own is just to go to church, you will still be subject to what bound your family for long. You will preach the gospel. You will break yokes on people. You are bound. You will cry for your life today. When I found out that I can set people free and bound, I began to pray for myself. When Jesus said that many of you will say, I preached and healed in your name, but on that last day we say, depart from me, I know you not. It is not just about going to heaven. It means that a man can be subject to what his anointing should cure in people's life. Many of the healing ministers died of sicknesses. My brother, first of all, trace the thing in your own life. See, the Bible says that the just shall live by his own faith, not by the anointing. Next verse. Who has shut up the sea with dust when it breaks forth as if it had issued out of a womb? Aye. Mommy, these are laws. When Jesus came, he also knew it. He said, out of your bellies. So, demons know, everybody know this thing. It's just believers that doesn't know. Why didn't Jesus say, out of your hand? They know what they factored into creation. What God does is to use creation. Oh, the Bible said in the book of Romans chapter 1, he said that the creation especially can fully represent the eternal power and Godhead. Meaning that there is nothing you see upon the face of the earth, the physical realm, that is not there to represent a spiritual dimension. Even the scripture was talking about the offices of the priest and priesthood and the ordinances that is there. In the book of Hebrews chapter 9 verse 1, he said that even the physical tabernacle has in himself even a semblance of divine ordinances. So when you look at the shewbread, it represents a token of reality that is domiciled in the heavens. A man that doesn't understand the meaning of that thing is so in the spirit, so that he can engage it. You will just stay there. You will say, I'm born again. I'm tongue speaking. Jesus is in me. Jesus is inside the boat. Said, I want to sink it. If he doesn't think he will succeed, why is he doing it? The believers carried the Holy Ghost. On the first day after the Holy Spirit came, 3,000 were born again. Mighty miracles and signs and wonders were happening. And a time came, the scripture said, that Herod took James and killed him. So God allowed James to die. I thought you now have the Holy Ghost, you can't die. Stay there. The Bible now says they now took Peter. The challenge of the early church is that even though they had power, they were not yet educated. Are you with me? They are a new church. Many of the things they passed through, they are actually foundational apostles. The implication of that is that God used their life to test run his agenda. Are you with me? So one of the things that happened is that they thought then they are putting him in prison and anything can happen. They killed him. They took Peter, wanted to kill him. The scripture now said, and they made prayer. They didn't pray prayer. There is a difference between praying and making prayer. How many of you works in a factory? You bake cake. You see, if I bring flour now, it will turn to cake. You have to make it. Do many things. Sometimes, you'll be doing it like this. Sometimes, you will use something on it. My brother, there is such a thing as making prayers. That is why the Bible says, with all prayers, supplications, thanksgivings, there is such a thing as all prayers. Are you with me? You begin to make it. You begin to cook it. You begin to incubate it. You begin to cook it. The Bible says in the book of Revelations, he said that the altar and incense appear before the throne of God. And when he appeared, there was a response. There is an altar in heaven. And there are four witnesses to that altar. He said that the thunder came. The lightning came. The voice came. My time has finished. Just stand on your feet and pray it. Ask God to allow you to attend councils that will help you to understand the shape of your territory, the shape of your family, the shape of your life. Ask God, ask God. The Bible says that the labor of a fool wearies him. You will just be laboring, laboring like a fool. The labor of a fool wearies him. My sister, pray. Sani manate. Kamanta babada sati. Apre kota kamre tapaha. Satiati. Eberekosa. Sande barata. Kapatahi. Katapanata. The way you pray is how serious you are. I tell you, in the next 5 minutes, the hand of God will come down here. He will ferry me. He will ferry me. Ezekiel said that I was at the river Kaba, and then the Spirit of the Lord came. He took me upon the locks of my hair and took me in the Spirit and ferried me. God will take you upon the locks of your hair and ferry you.
Thank you.